This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Monday morning, a whole fresh new week to look forward to. This is Tune In with Erica. Well, hello. A very, very good morning to you. Good mid-morning to you. Good afternoon. Good whenever you are. It is great to have your company here on 1-2 Radio, and we are changing the way you listen to the world. Well, we hope we are. It's a place where hopefully you can find good opinion and some positivity, and Lord knows we could all use that. So a very good morning to you. My name is Erica Longdon, if we haven't met before, and I am an advisor on 1-2 Listen. I've been working all this morning, and now I'm your host on 1-2 Radio. I say a whole new Monday, whole new week. Really looking forward to it. And lots of meditating has been going on in my household recently. So I have some things to share with you. If you want to come and say hello, I am running a live Facebook chat room. The easy way, if you're not a Facebook person, is to go to 1-2 Radio's website, which is 12radio.com. That's the number 12. radio.com. Look at the menu on the left hand side. One of the options is to chat, so come on in. If you're a Facebook person, we'll just put in 1-2 Radio. You'll find the group, come on in and see who's there. So I'm looking already. I can see people in the room. Good morning to Nadine. Let's see who else is in there. Let me just turn everything the right way up so I can see what I'm doing. Good morning to Maureen, who I know has been traveling here in the UK. I want to hear all about it. I loved your pictures. Good morning to Nadine. Good morning to Laura as well. Also want to give a shout out to Shirin and to Erin as well, who I promised I would give a shout out to. So running this Facebook chat room, I will be going in there and doing readings, as I know you're going to be dropping in as the show goes on. And I pulled a card for today as well for you, in case you can't get in the Facebook chat room. If you can't, I get it. Not everybody wants to be in a Facebook chat room. I do understand that. But it doesn't mean to say I'm not doing cards for you. So let me do a card for you. If you're not currently able to get in the chat room, you may be listening to this on demand, in which case it's just as relevant. We all know time and space. It's all quantum these days. So, oh, there comes the card. Gosh, they threw that out. This is a lovely card. It's, especially in this deck, it's a little boy and little girl. And it comes with Archangel Zadkiel. It's the Six of Water, Six of Cups, if you like your traditional tarot. It's always about nostalgia. And nostalgia can be a very good thing or a bad thing. Sometimes we look back in nostalgia of relationships and they are very uplifting. And sometimes they're old patterns of emotional relating that we need to let go of. It's also a card very much about embracing your inner child as well, or romanticizing things how they used to be, when actually if you looked at them in the light of today, were they really that good? Sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. It depends on the individual circumstance. I can see more people coming in the room. I'm sure I just spotted... who did I spot coming? I think it was Jeanette. Let's have a look. Turned everything right away. Jean, I spotted coming in. The pot's boiling. Would love a message. I hope that pot's boiling to make me a tea. I can do with one of those. It's been quite challenging weather over here in the UK. A shout out also to Jennifer Hart, who's just down the road from me in Cornwall. She's not in the room yet, but I know she's listening. So I have that card for us, for you today, whenever you're listening, whether you're listening to the on demand or listening to me live. The on demand, by the way, is a wonderful treasure trove, because you can get all the shows from my colleagues and going way, way back. I think I've got 39, 40 shows in there, so you can dip in and out and pick up on all their wisdom. And also don't forget to take a look on the front page of 1-2 Listen, because you have the gratitude board and you've got all the scopes. Apropos of which, I was just thinking, I haven't written October star scopes yet. I really must get round to it. Anyway, the show is racing by, and I did say that I wanted to share some thoughts that I came to while meditating this morning. Because it just seems to me we're surrounded by so much chaos and miasma of despair sometimes. And when I thought about it, I've just been so drawn this week to go back to basics, to live. I just kept thinking all week, I want to live a simple life. I want my life to be more simple. And that can mean fewer things, but it cuts deeper than that. And I think simplicity is a wonderful antidote to the overwhelm that we can get stuck with in today's world. And I was thinking, well, our ancestors probably were overwhelmed by things as well, but for different reasons. I mean, they had saber-toothed tigers and plagues and invading hordes. And today, well, we're a bit short on saber-toothed tigers, but I think we're very, very plagued by invading information, and that's where the overwhelm comes from. And we've got digitally manipulated images, we've got deep fakes, we've got AI. It's just becoming increasingly difficult to know what is real, what you can trust. And that's what I was thinking about meditating this morning. And the bottom line for me, I've said this before, is kindness and love, because those are always real. And that's a pretty good place to start if you're in overwhelm or you don't know whether something is true or real. Is it kind? Does it divide? Or does it promote listening and understanding? And make no mistake, we are being played like puppets by the media, and sometimes intentionally and other times just unconsciously. The journalists are doing their jobs, but it's the information that is presented to them. And I have worked in plenty of newsrooms, and I do know the axiom, if it bleeds, it leads. If there's a flood, you go and find the deepest puddle you can possibly stand in, and you do the report from there. And the news that it gets reported, yes, it's fact, but it comes through a fairly tight prism. And it's still in the drama game. And we are the audience are the coveted prize. So where should we get our news? Well, difficult. I mean, there are all sorts of alternative sources, but again, you have to look at the agenda of people who are posting. Always look at, why is somebody saying this? And what do they get out of it? And is it kind? And does it come from love? And, you know, when I'm feeling really mischievous, I deliberately seek out very opposing views, because that's going to confuse the heck out of the algorithm, because of course the algorithms feed us what they think we believe. It's a friend of mine did an experiment recently with one of the ChatGP things, and there were three. She was being paid as a tester, and she was told that one of them will always agree with you, one of them will take a neutral, and one of them is open to learning. And she had to have a conversation with these things, and she picked the one that was always agreeing with her. And she said, it was ridiculous. No matter what I said, it agreed with me. And that's what these things are designed to do. It's confirmation bias. An awful lot of the news we get, especially if it comes off social media, is confirmation bias. So it does pay to confuse the algorithm occasionally and just have a look at the opposing view. And also, it's good to look at an opposing view. I have very dear friends and family who I love dearly, but they hold very different political views to mine. And I hear what they say. I usually choose not to debate because I don't want the contention, and also because I doubt that anything I say is likely to change their minds. I would just prefer to live by example. And again, if it starts with love, be kind, regardless of affiliations and beliefs. So those were my thoughts this morning. I don't know how helpful they are. I know I see the news swirling at the moment, and we are definitely being worked upon to be divided. So the more we can listen to the opposing view, you still don't have to agree with it, but try and see where the person is coming from, especially if it's a person that basically you like, you think they're a kind person, and then you think, how could they possibly hold that view? Well, try and see where they're coming from. Try and walk in their shoes a couple of miles. Don't have to continue on the same path, but just try looking in their direction and see what happens. So those are my thoughts starting the day. I did throw a card on that subject before I came on air, and I came up with the Six of Coins, Six of Earth in my deck, which actually features a very dear friend of mine called Anna Grace Taylor. I'll give her a shout out. And she's giving away coins, and people are catching the coins in a mug, but coins are also being thrown towards her. And this card is very much about what goes around comes around. You know, it's almost, I know it's to do with finances, this card, essentially, but it's also to do with karma. I think this card is, you know, what you do, your intention comes back to you. And I'm a great believer in that. So just everything you do, just think, where am I coming from? Is it kind? Is it real? So, okay, that said, I am now going to refresh this Facebook page because I can see I'm halfway through the show and I haven't done you any readings yet. So let me, bear with me, go and turn this the right way up because Facebook's doing its silly thing. Oh, I've just seen Jennifer come in the room. Jennifer Hart, hello. Lost track of time. Yes, I know that one very well. I only just got on air. So let's have a look. I'm going to start with Maureen White-Varner, who I know has been travelling in Italy. Oh, colour me jealous. And in the UK last week. I'm glad to see you're in London. You're back, but you're feeling a little under the weather. I would like a message for September, of course. Well, I did much less travelling than you, Maureen. We were almost in London at the same time. But I do find that travelling is very tiring and it does dip our immune system, lovely it is as it is. And I think we just don't have the resilience that we once had. As we get a little older, I'm not making assumptions about your age, Maureen, but certainly as I get older, I do not have the resilience to travel as much as I used to. So be kind to yourself. Also, when I'm on aircraft, I don't go anywhere now without something called Raven Oil, which is an essential oil. It's one of the ones like Thieves Oil, and you put it on your hands. My sister-in-law used to sit next door to me and go, "Oh God, you stink." And now she's caught a few colds on aircraft. She now travels with it herself. And you put it on your hands, and then you breathe into your hands, and it just coats all inside your nasal passages and lungs. And it cannot prevent everything, but it pretty much protects you against getting all that recycled air into your lungs that you do on aircraft. So you may be a touch of that, Maureen. I wish you well, and let's see what the cards would like to tell you about September. So here we go. What should Maureen know? Now she's back at home and hopefully resting. What should Maureen know about the rest of September? There we go. As I said, the word rest, they came out. So it looks like you've got some work to do when you've rested, Maureen, because I have the Eight of Earth, Eight of Coins. And on it, I've got a very studious girl who's got some tools and a workbench and a lathe, and she's getting to work making these coins behind her. It's about learning a new skill or reskilling yourself. This card. It's about attention to detail or about finding a mentor. It's that open to learning progress. So now you're back from your travels. What knowledge did you bring back with you, Maureen? What are you going to, as you rest, what are you going to integrate? What knowledge did you bring back with you? That's what this card would say. Good morning to Nadine. You would like, you're happy to be here this morning. I'm happy you're here this morning. Okay. Good morning to Laura Kasdan Fulton, who would like a message, of course. Let's have a look. A card for Laura. Okay. Running slow, my cards today. They've worked a lot this morning on 1-2 listens, so I'll just clear them again in case I've got... And oh, there we go. That's cleared it. The card came leaping out. Major Arcana card for you, Laura. Comes with Archangel Shamuel, who finds us what we're looking for or what we need. Now, sometimes those two things are the same and sometimes they're not, which is why this card is called Awakening. And in standard tarot, it's called the Hanged Man. And it means we need to pull up and pause and just take a view on where we want to go next. In this card, it's the young man who is the beginning card in my tarot, the fool in standard tarot, the dreamer in mine. that was the beginning of the journey. And in this, he's hanging upside down, and everything in his bag that he's collected all along his journey is falling out of the bag, because it all needs to get looked at and rearranged and valued. So it may be that you're looking at a situation, you're thinking, oh, why am I stuck? Why is this stalling? Why is it not going forward? It's because you need to just take a good lateral look in all directions and find out what it is you value before you move forward. So the pause is quite useful. Good morning to Jean McIntosh, who has the pot boiling. You would like a message. Bless you for your kind message as well. So let's have a look, Jean. What does Jean need to know for her highest good this morning? So clear the deck again. It's because it's not running. If you have decks that don't run, keep clearing them until they do. So what do I need to tell Jean? Whoa, that came flying out, Jean. Lots of major arcana cards this morning. It's because we're heading into, we're in eclipse season. We just had a massive lunar eclipse and now we're heading for a solar eclipse. It's big energy. I have the transformation card, a major arcana card. Again, Archangel Shamuel, who finds us what we are looking for or what we need. In standard tarot, this is the Tower. It means that events are happening that sometimes we can't do anything about. We just have to stand back and let them roll through. They can be unexpected. They can be revelations. Sometimes when we stand back and look at it and think, crikey, why is that? We get an incredible insight, a sudden revelation. It's also about breaking free of procrastination. So if you've been stuck thinking, oh, I ought to do that, but I can't do that. I ought to do that, but I can't do that. Don't be surprised if something goes, okay, that's it, you're on, you have to do it right now. It can be, it's all about transformation in whatever form it comes to you. So I hope that is helpful to you, Jean. Good morning to Quelly, who's in the room. Good morning to Tara Elizabeth. Good morning again to Jennifer Hart. Tara Elizabeth would like a card for the week. Okay. So card for Tara Elizabeth, please. What should I know? Again, clear the deck. This deck's needing a lot of clearing. There we go, I get the card. Now this is interesting, you've got very, very different cards. You had two come out, Tara. One is about getting together with people for really, really good news, celebrating perhaps someone's, you know, said they're getting married, there's an engagement, there's a birth, there's a new job. It's all those things we celebrate. So somebody you know, and possibly even you, I hope, has something wonderful to celebrate. It's a time of gratitude. It's a time of close communities. But interestingly, I have it with the Seven of Air. Now, the Seven of Air is a loss of peace of mind or someone who's not entirely showing you all the facts. It's reading between the lines. So I wonder whether there's going to be a celebration. But somebody there isn't quite being genuine, either in their praise or in some other aspect of it, that they're not really glad for the person. Or maybe they feel they're losing out because this person has had some good fortune. People sometimes think that. So just watch out for the dual energies this week. Going past Maureen, who says, thank you. You are very welcome, my Libra sister. Love the teddy bear. Laura, thank you. The message was right on. Perfect timing, perfect reminder. Thank you, cards. Thank you, angels. And thank you also to Nadine, who says thank you, that the cards were spot on. Where am I in this? Okay, I'm just going to refresh this page again because I think I might have more people coming into the room. Let's take a look. I was going to say as well, as I'm going past, because I put at the top, heading for the next eclipse. Oh, boy. These eclipses, really. The last one, I was running a gong bath for the lunar eclipse at the exact moment the eclipse happened. My goodness, that was powerful. And now this weekend, we're heading for the equinox and a solar eclipse as well. And I also noticed reading Mark's Power Peak. And if you don't get that and you're not signed up, why not? Go on the front page of One to Listen. You're getting a free astrology rundown every week. Why wouldn't you want it? I noticed C.A. Brooks was talking about some of the astrology this week. And Mark, if you're listening, please explain this one to me because I don't know. I know Mercury is going into Libra. So you've got the planet of communication in a sign that's about relationships, but also a very cerebral sign. Yes, Maureen, we know we are. And also you've got Venus in Virgo, which is the sign of love, going to this very practical Virgo sign, and we're in Virgo. Now, that also happens to be in my natal chart. So I'm kind of thinking, oh, wowzer. If you've got that kind of astrology and that's the astrology of your natal chart, what does that mean? I presume it means it exacerbates and heightens it, but I'm sure Mark Husson will enlighten us on that and what to expect with this eclipse at the weekend when he comes up in, gosh, a few minutes' time. So I really better get my skates on and look down the rest of these comments. Bear with me. So never mind, most relevant, I want all comments. I wonder when somebody's going to have a brainstorming session in Facebook and fix this, because it drives me nuts. Okay, I can't be the only person it drives nuts. Let's have a look. Good morning to Catherine Hickey. Yes, I can squeeze in another request. I'm looking at the clock. Okay. So, Catherine, you have... Oh, I want to be you today, Catherine. You've got the Magician. Again, these major arcana cards. Comes with Archangel Raziel. Magic is alive in your life. What you need to be a success will manifest if you believe it. So... Your mind, your heart's intention is your magic wand, Catherine. Where are you going to point it? Good luck. And quickly, Nadine said she would like a card as well. I've just got time to squeeze one in. So a card for Nadine, please. There we go. So are you overloaded, overwhelmed, Nadine? Because I have the Two of Earth, the Two of Coins. It's about time. The person on it has got the infinity symbol on. It's juggling too much sometimes. Is the balance between work and play right? Do you need to bring it into balance? It can be balancing the budget because it's the coins card, the earth card. But to me, it's always about finding balance in life. Are you getting enough rest, or are you trying to put too much? Are you doing things for people who frankly could do it for themselves? We all like to help people. I know we do. But there comes a time when you cannot give any more. You have to step back and say, actually, to be of use, I need to step back and take some time for me. And particularly, I'm hearing going and walking in nature and regrounding. I think in the times we live in at the moment, I was talking about the overwhelm at the top of the show. The thing that's doing it for me is, even though it is pouring with rain here in Cornwall, is actually getting out into nature. I will get out. I'll either put on a large Mac, or I'm just going to go out and just, even if I do 10, 15 minutes walk, just that connection to what is real. And I was saying at the beginning of the show, what is real? Love, kindness, and nature knows what is real. There is no better reality than that. So if you can get out and get in touch with nature, then so be it. I'm going to do one quick refresh, although I'm in the last minute of the show. I just want to make sure I have said hello to everybody. Don't forget, I will get this show up onto demand as fast as I possibly can when I come off air. So if you've missed anything or you want to go back and hear it again, then I will do that. It's usually up in the next half an hour show. Good morning to Joni, who I've just seen come in the room. I'm out of time to do... Can I squeeze in a card? You're going to have to be like lightning cards if you want to give Joni a message. There we go. Oh, gosh. You've also got the Magician, Joni. So if you were listening to what I said earlier, where is your intention? Your intention is like a magic wand, but let it be your heart's intention, and that way your things will manifest. Okay, that is it. I am out of time. Thank you so much for your company. It has been a joy as ever. I will be back with you at the same time next week with more card readings. In the interval, you can find me on 1-2 Listen, and stay here with 1-2 Radio, because Mark Husson is on the way with the Astrology Hour. Until then, lots of love. Bye-bye for now.